وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program for humanity. We are looking at verses in the Quran that promotes human rights through giving them traits or asking them to have certain traits. One of the traits that Allah wants me and you to have is peace. Allah says in the Quran in chapter 25, verse 63, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of Allah, those who walk on earth with humbleness, and when confronted by ignorant people, they say peace. We said peace is an action rather than a word. Me and you, when we deal with other people, we have to learn to treat others with respect, compassion, regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of the circumstance we are in. So this makes a big difference when it comes to dealing with people. Treating others with respect and compassion, regardless of their background, all circumstances, requires a commitment to empathy, understanding, and being inclusive. There are certain ways we can go about doing this. One, which we mentioned before, is to practice active listening. So listen actively to other people, try to understand their perspective, and try to see how they feel. That's just the basics we can do in trying to learn to treat others with respect and compassion. Also, we can try to avoid making assumptions about people. Don't make assumptions about people based on their background or circumstances. Instead, try to get to know them as individuals. Because what the media is doing now is stereotyping. So, for example, Islamophobia is a term that's been thrown, where it casts like almost 2 billion people on Earth out of the equation. So you have people who are Islamophobes, who have phobia from Islam. So any Muslim is out of the dictionary. Now, that's a problem. That's an assumption. They're assuming that every Muslim is a terrorist. Every Muslim is trying to kill other people. Or vice versa, sometimes we stereotype people based on the way they drive. We stereotype them based on the way they look. We stereotype them based on their color, which is all wrong. So we need to avoid assumptions when it comes to people. Rather, we need to deal with individuals. So, for example, when I look at a specific race, there are good people in that race, and there are obviously bad people. Every tree has bad apples. They're not the same. But I should not just pick one individual and say, well, everyone is like this. You know, as we say, Asians are like that. Arabs are like that. You know, Americans are like that. This European are like that. That's generalizing. Generalizing is rejected in Islam. Even from the perspective of jurisprudence, some of the ulama said it is even ghiba, because you're doing ghiba on a mass scale. You're saying everyone is bad. No, not everyone is bad. There are a lot of good people. So not making assumption is a very important fact in trying to promote peace and compassion on earth, or at least in society. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said that we need to learn not to make assumptions when it comes to people. Also, we need to use respectful language. When we use respectful language and inclusive language and avoid discrimination or terms of discrimination, we try to create a better society. Because any word that is foul, beside the fact that it is haram, should not be said. But it creates damage. Words are like bullets. They are nothing shorter than bullets. A bullet pierces through the heart, or at least through the skin. But the word breaks a person from the inside. So we should not look at it as something that is, you know, worthless. Rather, we have to pay clear attention to what we say. Because Allah says, every word you utter, that you have a raqib and atid, they write what you say. So we have to be very careful. And we need to acknowledge and validate feelings of other people. When someone shares their feelings with you, acknowledge and validate these feelings. This can help to build trust and support between you and the other person. So sometimes a person might be ignorant in what they're doing. They could be, losing their heads. And in return, they want to take it out on me or you. First, let's acknowledge their situation. Acknowledge what they're going through. Acknowledge their ignorance. Because sometimes when people live in areas or places where they have no access or they've been fed the wrong information, that is sad. I feel sad for them. I feel sorry for them. So I acknowledge that. And then I try to help. When you acknowledge and then you're trying to support other people, this creates a better way to promote a more peaceful society. We need to treat people as individuals, like I said, because stereotyping does not work. We need to show kindness and empathy towards people. And we need to challenge discrimination and prejudice in society. If we see discrimination or prejudice towards others, we need to speak out and challenge it and fight it. This is basically was the message of the prophets, the message of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This can help promote a more inclusive and compassionate society. So to summarize what we have been saying, that treating others with respect and compassion requires active listening, avoiding assumptions, using peaceful language, acknowledging people's feelings, treating people as individuals, showing kindness and empathy, and challenging and fighting discrimination and prejudice. By embracing these strategies, we can build a more inclusive and compassionate society. So salama is an act that you and I can start practicing today. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على